Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
We know the grace of God is tremendous.
我们知道神的恩典是无比的大。
Last time we talked about when we were sinners.
上一次我们讲到，当我们还是罪人的时候。
When we are godless.
那个时候我们没有神的时候。
When we are weak morally and sinful.
我们在道德上非常的败坏，是有罪的时候。
When we are an enemy of God.
但那个时候甚至我们是上帝的敌人。
Like Paul opposing God, persecuting other people.
就像使徒保罗当时不认识主的时候，他来逼迫基督徒。
But God's grace is tremendous.
但是神的恩典如此之大。
God chose to elect us as the children of God.
他选择来拣选我们成为神的儿女。
Not because of what we have done.
不是因为我们做了什么好事。
It's because of what God has done in Jesus Christ.
是，而是因着上帝通过耶稣基督做了什么样的事情。
It's not because who we are, we are sinners.
不是因为我们是谁，我们其实都是罪人。
It's because who God is.
而是因着上帝。
He is God, the sovereign God.
他是那个执掌王权的上帝。
He said, "I will have mercy on those on whom I have mercy."
他说我要怜悯谁就要怜悯谁。
I will have compassion on those on whom I have compassion.
我要施恩给谁就要施恩给谁。
And also I will harden on whom I would harden.
我要让谁的心变硬就让谁的心变硬。
So from God's perspective, we don't deserve nothing.
事实上从神的角度来看，我们不配得任何的东西。
The grace of God is that He chose us not because of anything, it's because of His choice.
神拣选我们不是因为我们配得什么，而是因为他的选择。
Now we don't understand why He chose us.
现在我们也不知道神为什么拣选了我们。
Because actually, when God chose someone, it's only a small group minority of people.
那好多时候神甚至拣选了一个非常弱小的一群人。
The salvation is offered to everybody.
虽然救恩是给所有人的。
But only a remnant is going to be including the children of God.
但是只有少数的渔民成为神的。
In God's remnant.
成为神的家人。
So that's why John said at the end of his life, what the blessing of God has lavished on us.
所以使徒约翰在他生命的最后时刻说神赐给我们的是何等的慈爱。
We can be called children of God.
我们能够称作神的儿女。
And actually, we are.
那事实上我们是神的儿女。
We are in God's family.
我们是在神的家里。
We are in the family not only now.
我们在神的家里面不仅仅是现在。
In this church.
在这个教会。
We are brothers and sisters forever.
而且我们是兄弟姐妹，永远是兄弟姐妹。
So that's why God said, when I offer you something so tremendous, is grace, is a gift.
所以神说，我给你这样极大的恩典，作为一个礼物。
And you must extend this gift to other people.
你也需要把这样一个礼物呢，传送给别人。
One thing we're going to do is bring people to Christ.
那有一件事情我们要做的，就是把人带到耶稣。
Like next week is a Gospel Sunday.
就像下个礼拜是我们的福音周。
We owe it to God to bring people to Christ.
我们需要常常的把人带到耶稣里面。
Because people are dying.
因为人确实在走线死。
Spiritually and mentally and also bodily.
不管是从灵的角度、魂的角度，还是身体的角度，都在。
Not only death.
不仅仅是死亡。
We owe God.
那我们确实是欠了什么。
We owe God because what He has done in Jesus Christ for us.
因为我们真的欠了神的债，因为他在耶稣基督里面为我们付上了一切的代价。
And the gospel is a gospel of love.
这个福音是一个爱的福音。
This gospel of love has transforming power.
那这个爱的福音呢，有着改变的大能。
The transforming power is for us to carry into our Christian conduct in our daily life.
这个装备的大能呢，需要我们带到我们日常生活。
That's why Paul after he talked about the grace of God, when sin increases, grace increases all the more. We are under the age of grace.
所以呢，当保罗讲到这个借主救恩的时候，我们生在一个救恩的恩典的时代。
Then he moved on to the permanent love of God.
后来他就讲到神永恒的爱。
In Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里
is secure,
是完全
forever,
而是永远
through the Holy Spirit,
能通过圣灵
in us,
在我们的
with the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们称为神的殿。
God gave us the Holy Spirit for a reason.
那神就把圣灵给我们呢，是有一个原因的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love.
因为圣灵是爱的灵。
So the major transformation we must do is to learn how to love.
所以呢，对于一个有救恩的人来讲，就是要来学习怎如何去爱。
When we learn how to love, we must understand the teaching of love in the Bible, not the love of this world. It's the love in the Bible.
那我们需要学习去相爱的时候呢，不是学习世界上的爱，而是学习圣经上指导。
And this love is demonstrated by Jesus Christ already.
这个爱呢，在十字架上，耶稣已经彰显出
来。是 unconditional，
是一个无条件的爱。
Is a sacrificial love，
是一个牺牲的爱。
Is loving the sinner，
是爱罪人的爱。
And is the love until the end，
是一个爱与到底的爱。
Never give up，
他永不放弃的爱。
Now that's the kind of love we must learn in the Bible。
这是我们要学的，在圣经里面讲。
As a matter of fact, if you want to learn from other literature, you couldn't find it in this world.
事实上，你要从别的文学著作里面，你学不到这种爱。
You look for all the Greek literature.
你要去看了所有希腊
Greek philosophy,
或者希腊哲学
Chinese philosophy,
中国的哲学家
any philosophy in the history of the world.
任何一位历史上的哲学家
you couldn't find agape love.
你找不到这种。生生的爱
Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里面
to love your enemy,
去爱你的仇敌
to love the ungivable,
你爱那些不可爱的人
to love the unlovable,
你爱不可爱的人
to love the ungrateful,
你爱那些不感恩的人
love the sinner,
爱那些罪人
even love the enemy,
甚至爱你的仇敌
even wash your enemy's feet,
甚至要洗你仇敌的脚
this is the kind of love is totally out of this world.
这种爱完全不是在这个地上有的。
But you know what?
你知道吗
？Amazing，
那非常的令人惊奇。
This love is in you and me now。
那这种爱呢，在你，在我的里面。
Already in you and me。
而且已经在你和我。
You cannot say I cannot. I don't know how to love。
你不能说我不知道怎么去爱。
Because the Bible said when we believe the Holy Spirit already is sent to us。
那么，因为圣经上讲的，当我们相信的那一刻呢，圣灵就已经被差住在我们。
And he will live in us forever.
因为他住在我们的里面是永远的。
And the chapter 3 John talks about not live in us and will be live forever.
就像约翰福音第三章讲的说，不仅仅是我们活在爱里面，而是我们永远的活着。
Without the Spirit of love, we will cannot be called the children of God.
没有神的爱，我们不能成为神的儿女。
It's almost like a DNA.
就是一个 DNA， 是一个基因在我们的里面。
You are the father's children。
你是爸爸的儿子。
You must have the DNA of your father。
爸爸的孩子必然有爸爸的 DNA。
The DNA of Christianity is love。
那就是基督的这个基因呢，就是爱。
Not ordinary love, it's the love demonstrating Jesus Christ unconditional love。
不是一般的爱，而是耶稣基督彰显出来的那种无条件的爱。
Agape love。
是那种深深的爱。
It's a one-way sacrificial love。
是一种单线的一种，
是 powerful love，
是一个非常有能力的爱。
The love can transform anything，
那种爱能够改变一切。
Can transform sinners，
把罪人改变。
Can transform a death to be alive， to life，
能够让起死回生。
Because Jesus raised from the dead，
因为耶稣从死里复活。
He not only died for us to take up our sin。
他不仅仅是为我们而死
He raised to heaven and gave us a new life, a life in heaven.
而且呢，他是 活了，现在在天上，这我们也活了。
It's called eternal life.
有这个永恒的生命。
That's how tremendous we have the love of God in us.
那就是多么的伟大，我们里面有神的爱。
In the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里。
Don't waste it.
不要浪费。
The reason why we have it is for us to use it.
那原因我们为什么会有这样的爱？因为神要我们用这样的爱。
And the in Romans chapter 5, not only a little bit, God said, when you believe, God pour out His heart, His love into our heart through the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书第五章讲到，神不仅仅是给一点点的爱，他说神会把爱倾倒在我们的里面。
He's pouring out,
就是浇灌
overflowing,
要满溢。
But you say I don't feel it.
那有时候说你说我感觉不到呢。
It's not a no feeling.
那不是关于感觉
，is a fact，
是一个事实
，is believing，
是一个信心
，because seeing is believing，
因为我们眼见的是知识，是信心就能看见
，believing is seeing，
有信心就能看见
，and that's the truth in our heart we already have，
这就是神给我们的信心和真理，我们已经在我们的里面。
So what kind of love we have to understand？
那什么样的爱我们？去理解认识。
And Jesus used a parable.
所以耶稣用了一个比喻。
That parable very special.
那个比喻非常的特别。
It's in when Peter asked Jesus, "How many times I have to forgive someone who offended me the same day?"
就是彼得呢，当时问耶稣，我能够宽恕我的弟兄到多少次呢
？7 times enough.
就一天宽恕他七次，可以不可以呢
？Jesus said no.
耶稣说不是。
70 times, 70 times.
你要七乘以70，那么多次。
In the number of seven in Jewish tradition means forever.
那这个七呢数字，在这个犹太人的传统里就是说你永远。
We forgive him forever, even the same offense he did to you, you still have to forgive 7 times the same thing.
那如果一个人不断地用同样的方式来报告你们，你还是要来不断地来宽恕他。
And Peter asked why should I do?
那别人就说为什么我要这样做呢
？That Jesus go on to explain in a parable. It's called a parable on mercy servant, unmerciful servant.
那耶稣呢就回答他用另一个比喻，叫做不感恩的这一个仆人的比喻。
We're going to look at.
我们等一会会看这个比喻。
And that's in Matthew chapter 18.
这是在马太福音十八章。
We all go into look at.
我们等一会一起来看。
Matthew chapter 18 and verse 21.
马太福音十八章二十一节开始。
To 35.
到三十五。
Now that's a critical parable.
这是一个非常关键的比喻。
It's a transforming parable.
就是一个改变人生命的一个比喻。
Because Jesus teaches us now, you look at the parable, the love as a debt.
你要明白神的爱是一个债务，你欠的债。
We owe someone, we owe God a lot.
因为我们欠神很多。
What we owe God?
我们欠了神的。
And we give that to our brothers and sisters.
我们要给别人。
There's a tremendous power in this parable.
在这个比喻里面，极大的一个能力要释放。
That is the truth of the Bible about love, and also we must learn it. Okay, let's read it.
这是关于爱的真理，我们必须要学习。
Okay, Alvin, we have it put on up there already, right? 19, okay. So we can read it together because Alvin already done it. Okay, we read it together from the 31st in chapter 9 in the Mandarin.
那时彼得近前来，对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次？”到七次可以吗？耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到70个七次。天国好像一个王，要和他仆人算账。才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物。主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就夫妇拜他，说：‘主啊，宽容我，将来我独要还清。’”那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。那仆人出来，遇见他的一个同伴， 向他使脸银子，便揪着他，掐住他的咽喉，说：“你把所欠的还我。”他的同伴就夫妇央求他，说：“还着我吧，将来我必还清。”他不肯，竟去把他下在监里，等他还了所有人所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就剩忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
Now if you look at the detail of the parable, it's very interesting.
你如果看这个比喻的细节呢，是非常有趣的。
How could someone owe someone something like $10 to $20 million?
你这里看到有人怎么可能欠另外的人$1,000,000呢？
In this case, the servant owed the master $20 million.
也就是说，这个仆人呢，欠这个主人呢是$2,000,000的东西。
In current currency, that is around $20 million. Some did a calculation.
那有人做了一个计算，今天的这个美元算呢，大概就是$2,000,000。
$20 million is a lot of money.
那这是非常多的钱。
The reason why $20 million is very interesting, because when the master, the king forgive the servant the $20 million because he said, okay, please, help me. I cannot repay you, but I'll try my best. But because his love is unconditional love, he said, I'm willing to forgive you.
那这个仆人呢，拼命地求这个主人。这个王呢，要来赦免他。他是说，他愿意来还清，想办法还清。但是因着这个主人呢，有怜悯之心，动了慈心，就赦免了他。
After he was free of debt,
那他自己呢，现在不欠债了，自由了。
He turned around,
他回过头去。
Someone in among his friends, someone another servant owe him $10.
在他的同伴里面欠他$10。
$10.
只有$10。
He grabbed the guy, choked the guy. Hey, you owe me $10.
他就抓着他说
，You better pay back down.
你欠我$10，你必须要还清。
Now, when this story was heard by someone who talked to the king,
当这个事情呢，让他的同伴提前告诉这一个王，告诉主人的时候呢
，He summoned the servant.
那主人就叫了这个奴隶。奴仆来
，He called him a wicked servant.
他就告诉他说：“你这是一个非常恶的仆人。
”I have forgiven you.
我已经赦免了你。
And you should have forgiven your fellow servant.
你难道不应该赦免你的同伴吗
？As I have forgiven.
如果我这样能够去赦免你
，Not only that, you must not only forgive, must forgive from your heart.
难道你不能从心里面要连续你的同伴
Now you turn around and to do the opposite.
你现在回过头去做的是跟我相反的事情
You are wicked and ungrateful servant.
就是你这一个非常邪恶的一个奴才
And he asked the jail, put him in jail.
所以主人就大怒把他交给掌刑的下落监狱
I think he'll pay back the debt.
让他要还清所有的
Now this is the kind ofparable talk Jesus talking about. God gave us a tremendous gift.
这里就是耶稣在讲的，神给了我们极大极大的一个恩典。
Tremendous forgiveness.
极大极大的宽恕。
Tremendous blessing.
极大的一个恩惠。
That we cannot repay.
我们根本就没有办法来还偿还。
But we turn around for God to offer this to our fellow human being or other people in our family or someone at work.
当我们回头看见我们的亲人、亲朋好友的时候，或者在工作的地方、同事的时候，我们忘记了做同样的事情。
And Jesus wants to look at this as debt.
因为这个呢，就是我们所欠的债。
What we owe God.
当我们欠上帝的
，You don't need to pay me back.
上帝说你不需要还我的。
But you give it to your fellow human being.
你就把这个恩典呢传递给。 你的同类同胞。
Your husband and wife in the family.
家里面的丈夫太太。
Treat your children with unconditional love.
对待你的孩子要用这个无条件的爱来对待他。
And other people who step on your back and you just forgive them.
那有人背后搞你的时候，你要学习去宽恕。
In the workplace.
就在这个工作的地方。
When your daily living, someone insults you.
在日常生活里面有人羞辱。
And it does injustice done to you.
有人做不公义的事情在你的身上。
This is talking about a practical, transforming living, because.
耶稣这里讲一个非常实际的日常生活里面改变我们生活的一个。
Because we always do wrong.
因为事实上我们每一个人欠了神的
债。Get back to our fellow people.
我们就把这个恩典呢。
People close to you, especially.
给我们周围的每一个人。
God wants us to understand that is what He wants us to do.
这就是神要我们来明白，这是他要做在我们身上的事情。
To be as gracious.
就是让我们成为一个有恩典的人。
To be as loving kindness.
让我们心底能够有爱、有宽容的人。
To be merciful.
有怜恤的心肠的人。
Instead of judging.
不要成为一个论断别人。
Instead of condemning.
不要成为一个定罪别人。
That's what we do in our daily life. When someone do something, we criticize.
很不幸，好多时候我们在日常生活里面做着相反，我们会去论断别人、批评别人。
Condemn is denounce someone.
那讲到人定罪呢
？Strongly.
就是很强烈的要来否认一个人。
But we did not forget we are the same kind of person.
我们可是忘记了我们是同样的人。
We the person of the same kind.
那我们完全和他们是同类。
God has forgiven us.
上帝已经赦免了我们。
And you forgot.
我们忘记了。
And we start to judge our brother and sister.
我们开始去论断。
We just condemn.
弟兄姐妹，甚至来定他们罪。
And you say, hey, I have to so correct him.
你就说我必须要来批评他，纠
正
他。他为他的这个好处。
I have to, you know, tell everybody he is wrong.
我要告诉所有的人他错了。
I tell my husband right away he is wrong.
我要告诉我的先生他错了。
Criticize.
我们会去论断批评别人，定罪别人。
You know what?
你知道吗
？The message you usually use.
那事实上呢，你所做的事情可能会反馈到你的身上。
When you criticize someone.
当你在审判、批评别人的时候
，people will criticize you in turn.
那事实上，别人也会反过来论断和批评。
In the church, we don't have unity to criticize each other.
如果在教会里面没有合一，彼此的论断
，then we don't have unity.
那我们就没有合一
，don't have peace.
那我们没有平安和平。
In any organization, in the family, we cannot survive with mutual criticism.
任何一个机构，如果彼此有垄断，它不可能长久下去。
That's why this world is not as well.
那这就是说，这个世界呢，现在所处的状况。
Why? Because we want to be the judge.
那我们每一个人呢，现在都想做法官。
We want to say, "Hey, you're wrong, I'm right."
我们喜欢坐在那个位置上说，哎，你错了，我对的。
We forgot we are the persons exactly the same kind.
那事实上呢，我们忘记了我们是跟他一模一样。
God has forgiven us.
可是神已经赦免了我。
That's why the Bible Jesus said in Luke 6.
所以在这个路加福音十六章，是耶稣讲。
Okay, let's go to Luke 6.
路加福音第六章，路加第六章。
And we read it together.
我们一起来读。
Okay, I want the congregation to read together. If you know Mandarin, read it. If you don't know, it's okay.
我们大家一起用国语来读。从第几节开始 ？Which verse?
And starting from. Luke 6, chapter, verse 37.
从三十七节开始。
Okay, I'm half and ready. 47,
你们不要论断，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕；你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带浪，上将下领的倒在你们怀里。因为你们用什么连气连给人，也必用什么连气连给你们。
41, 41,
41节。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你不见自己眼中有梁木，怎么能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Now that's the Jesus teaching about this.
这就是耶稣关于这个论道人的这种教训。
Why is important?
为什么这么重要呢？
Before 47, we talk about love the enemy, love the unlovable, forgive the children, or be perfect.
在这个37节之前呢，他教导这个怎么样去爱你的仇敌，要成为一个王权的上帝的孩儿女。
But Jesus used a section, a special topic to explain judgment about judgment.
那耶稣呢，下面的一个章节呢，就还是特别的来解释，
这经常的
不可以来弄动，不可以弄动别人。
Everybody remember the John 3:16, 神爱世人。
那每一个人都记得约翰福音第三章十六节，神爱世人，上头见他的独生子。
Okay, I let Pastor want to read the whole thing. 神爱世人。
约翰福音第三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们不至灭亡，方得永生。
After we finish chapter 3:16a, God loved the world, sent His Son, so we will have eternal life. We forgot chapter 3:17, the next verse.
那好多时候我们读完约翰福音第三章十六节的，就忘记了。
The next verse is important as the 16, the 17, let's read the 17.
十七节和十六节同样的重要，我们一起来读一下。十七节和十六节同样的重要，就是因为神爱世人，
神既将他的独生子赐给我们，
见世不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人得救。他要不定世人的罪。
Now, after he said, God so loved the world, he sent his only son, and to take away our sin, to give us eternal life. After that, he specified the purpose. God loved the world, that's why he came to save us out of his agape love, to love the sinner. But the second line is important. Jesus does not come here, did not come here.To judge.
这里讲得非常的清楚。第一段呢，讲的神爱世人，就差派他的儿子来担当我们的罪，让我们得到永生。但第二节呢，就十七节特别讲的，就是他不是要来审判我们的
，but to save,
而是要来拯救我们。
Means to not to criticize.
那不是要来批评定罪我们。
To accept and love,
而是要把这个爱要给出去。
And in John 12:47, Jesus said more clearly.
在这个约翰福音十二章四十七节特别的讲到。
Even you don't do my command.
那耶稣讲到，如果你不按照我的话语去行
，I do not judge you.
我不审判。
I don't judge you now.
我现在不审判。
But there's a time for judgment.
但是有一个审判的时候。
It's the last day when I come again, my word will judge you.
在末日的时候，当我回来的时候，我的话要审判。
For everything there's a time.
那是有一个时候，审判是有一个时候。
For everything there's a season.
那每一件事呢，都有它的时候。
Do not judge now, Jesus.
也就是说，现在不要定人的罪。
Because God will judge when He comes. There's a time for judgment.
因为神有他审判。
Not only your friend.
现在不仅仅我们不要论断我们的。
Also, everything about you in this life will be judged.
那 我们生命里面所有的东西呢，将来都会在神的审判台前。
Every word we say will be judged.
我们所说的每一句话都要被审判。
It's tremendous because it's every sentence you utter will be judged.
嘴里说出的任何一句话，将来都要成为供词。
When I was in my generation, the computer is limited. We don't believe that. What kind of teaching is this?
在我的那个年代，我们计算机没有那么发达，好多时候我们。
But when I was in university, starting to use computer, I find out it's quite powerful. But still, I don't believe that. But now, everybody know everything you say could be stored in Google. Every move you can see from the GPS, people can see you moving around every single moment.
那个时候，如果说你所有的话都被存起来，我不相信。现在呢，你非常清楚。你说的任何一句话可能都被重启。
If the storage of computer can record everything about you,
那现在这个计算机的容量可以把你所讲的每一句话都存起
来。Let alone God.
那何况上帝。
God already mentioned He has a special book for you.
啊，上帝说呢，他有个特别的册子，是要为了。
Everything you have done, you have said is recorded in His book.
就是你所做的、所说的话都记在他的册子里面。
So be careful what you see.
所以你自己说的话要小心。
Be careful what you do.
你看的事，你做的事也要小心。
So Jesus does not judge.
那耶稣来呢，不是要审判。
He does not criticize.
他也不批评。
He does not condemn.
他也不定你的罪。
But why we Christians condemn, criticize so much?
那为什么我们基督徒有这么多定罪的声音？
My pastor in Toronto.
我在多伦多的这个牧师。
He was upset about certain things.
他对一些事情呢，发生的事情呢，是非常不满。
The thing upset most is he always received criticism.
有一件事情呢，他常常收到很多批评的信。
All the time.
甚至经常。
Amazing is not even one company.
那甚至呢，他找不到一个。
From the congregation.
在这个会众里面找不到一个朋友。
Actually, when everybody after church go to dim sum,
甚至呢，每一个人就是教会结束呢，就去这个饮茶了。
And actually, a lot of people, Christian, you know, congregation people, criticizing the sermon of the pastor today that day.
那好多人呢，就是牧师讲完道呢，他们在这个就评论批评牧师的讲道。
I overheard a lot of them.
事实上，我也常常听到。
Not only I participate some of them.
有时候
I participate too.
有时候我也
参与。I'm guilty too.
我也是有罪。
Because it's joyful to criticize other people.
那这就是我们参与到这个是论断批评别人。
To talk things behind people.
就是后面批评。
Or in front of people, doesn't matter.
只是在别人的面前。
To let you know.
对，也不应该。
Why?
为什么？
Jesus even come to die and he did not even judge. He come to love. He come to tell you that that's eternal life. He come to say that's a love, joy, peace in my spirit. I'm offering to you.
那耶稣今天来到世上，他不是要来定我们的罪，他要把爱来给分赐给大家，就是说给你喜乐、平安、让你能够在你的。
If you make a mistake, don't worry. I forgive you.
如果你犯了什么错误，我要照样赦免。
However, you go lower. I will go lower. To accept.
如果你真的软弱，你比较低，我在这个水平上也帮助。
Jesus always said, "I will receive you at any point."
耶稣就说，你不管在什么样的状况，我都接纳你。
No matter how low,
你不管你是多么的
how deep,
不管你的走得多么的深
，My love is deeper.
我的爱比这个更深。
My love is can go more.
我的爱能够。一起走更长。
When sin increase,
虽然罪会增加，但是
grace will increase all the more.
爱和恩典更多。
He offers love. He offers support. He offers encouragement. He offers eternal life, abundant life.
所以他把爱，他把恩典，他把扶持的能力赐给我们，把这个永恒的生命赐给我们。
My brother, who is a Christian?
那我们的弟兄就问说，谁是基督徒呢？
Christian support a very simple definition to be Christ-like.
事实上呢，基督徒的意思就是说像耶稣的人。
Imitate Christ.
那些仿照耶稣、跟随耶稣的人。
That's why I call Christians Christ people.
也就是说耶稣基督的人。
But we believe, we like a tremendous blessing.
啊，那我们相信，我们接受了极大
的 eternal life,
那些永恒的生命
blessing in this world,
在这个生命里面的一个祝福。
But we forgot,
我们忘记了。
Jesus wants to offer grace and love to your fellow human being.
忘记了耶稣让我们以同样的方式把爱和恩典来传递给我们周围的同伴们。
And you look at, you know, our behavior, the Christian Paul treat the Christian, the employee like nobody.
那有时候我们看到这个基督徒的老板对待基督徒的这个员工就像不像人一样。
And we treat our wife or our husband like nobody.
有时候我们对待我们的丈夫，对待我们的太太，好像不像，不把他当人看。
Support you are you kidding me?
那有时候你说，哦，你说，你是不是在开玩笑
？Right? And I know you. You always like that.
那我知道你，啊，我你就常常会这样讲。
And the other person say you always like that. There's no two criticism. How we gonna have a love in our marriage?
所以常常的夫妻彼此批评。那有什么爱在婚姻里？
We must listen to God.
那我们要学习，我们要去听神。
Living to the teaching of the Bible.
要活出神的话语。
Judge not.
就是不要论断。
Condemn not.
不要定罪。
Criticize not.
不要批评。
Complain not.
也不要去抱怨。
Compare not.
也不要去比较。
Because this is destructive.
这些东西都是
That's not what Jesus do.
有摧毁性。
That's not what a Christian do.
这不是耶稣做的，也不是基督徒做的。
Christian needs to accept.
耶稣这个基督徒就是要来接纳。
Forgive.
就是要来宽恕。
Give.
要来给。
Bear the burden.
要来忍耐，要承受。
When the other person go lower, you go lower.
如果一个人他走得很低。也很低。
However deep the sin is, you go lower.
不管罪恶有多深，你也要往下。
Because God is what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣做的事情。
He comes to save.
因为他来为了拯救。
He comes to support.
他来为了扶持。
He comes to offer love.
他要把他爱的手要伸出。
Why? Because love is tremendous.
因为爱是巨大。
Love is powerful.
爱是有能力的。
Love is the only way to change a person.
因为爱是唯一的办法。
Love is total acceptance.
爱就是完全的一个接纳，
是一种。Even love a sinner and sacrifice your life for the sinner.
那甚至到一个程度，你要爱罪人，为罪人来牺牲。
Sacrifice your life for the enemy.
那为敌人来牺牲你的生命。
That's why Napoleon.
所以这个拿破仑呢
the best warrior in.He's the best general when it comes to winning war.
拿破仑在历史上是常胜将军。
He's a tremendous general.
他是一个伟大的。
But after he read Jesus' story,
但是他读到耶稣基督的故事的时候
，He said, "I lost Jesus one. I lost. I failed.
我失败了。
But Jesus won."
耶稣胜利了。
How?
怎么？
He said, Jesus win his war by love.
因为耶稣赢得了他的战争是通过爱。
I lose everything, even I by force.
我虽然用我的势力，用我的这个枪炮，但是最后失去了。
Love is more powerful.
因为爱更有能力。
Forgive is more powerful.
宽恕更有能力。
Give is more powerful.
给予更有能力。
Jesus wants to learn one thing is that the we must forgive, and forgive even seven times of the same person offend you, even 70 same times, and even forever, because we owe God.
耶稣要我们不断不断不断的来宽恕别人。
What we owe God,
因为我们欠了上帝。
We give the other people.
我们欠上帝的，我们还给别人。
It means you do everything as if you do it for God.
所以呢，我们做每一件事情的时候，就像坐在神的身上。
Not for people.
不仅仅是坐在人的身上。
That's the true Christian ethic.
那这就是真实的基督徒的这个道德准则。
What we do to others?
就是我们怎么样坐在人的身上。
We do to others.
就是坐在神的身上。
Whether you like it or not, what you do other, do to others, God is watching.
不管你高兴还是不高兴，你所做的一切，神都在看。
Must do it out of love.
需要你一定要来以爱来做。
You must encourage.
要去鼓励。
Out of kindness.
从这个爱的内心里面要出来。
Out of acceptance.
要从这个接纳里面。
God has accepted the person.
因为神已经接待了。
God has accepted your wife.
神已经接待了。
God has accepted your friend.
神已经接纳了你。
God has accepted the homeless person.
那神已经接纳了街上。
God has accepted your friend.
神已经接待了你。
God has accepted someone, you know, the person at work.
神也在你的工作岗位接纳那一个人。
The bottom line of that is,
这就是底线。
And you must love the other person because you do it for God.
你必须要爱你那个人，因为你在为神做。
Because God has forgiven you 20 million times.
你要知道，上帝宽恕了你2000万次。
Don't sweat with one or two times.
不要一次两次你就不高兴。
Don't be say hey some this injustice.
啊，不要说这是不公义的、不公平的。
Because we have done a lot of injustice, God has forgiven us.
因为我们做了很多不公义、不公平。
Even an injustice do to you 100 times, still justice.
啊，即使别人对你100次的不公平，但是你还是要去爱。
But God wants you to continue love regardless.
神要让你继续的去爱
of the situation,
无论环境如何
the person,
无论人如何
the conduct,
无论当时
unconditional,
状况如何
love the unlovable,
要去无条件爱
love the unforgiving,
要爱那些甚至不能被宽恕
you do it for God,
因为你在为主做
that will be a reward for you,
这也会成为你的赏赐
from now on, people do things for youMakes no difference because you do everything for God because you, O God.
从今天开始，神人怎么样来待你，没关系。为什么呢？神待你是好的。
How you treat others has everything to do with you and God.
所以人怎么样来对待你呢？跟你怎么样来对待God神是非常有关系。
Nothing to do with other people.
事实上，跟别人没关系。你怎么样对待神非常重要。
What we do to God.
我们所做的每一件都是为
神。Everything we do for the glory of God.
每一件我们要做的事情是为神的荣耀。
Everything we don't do for the glory of God.
如果我们不做任何的事情，也是为了神的荣耀。
Everything we do with God.
我们做任何一个的神意，处理任何一个事情，都是为了神的荣耀。
If you do everything with God.
如果我们做每一件事情为了神的荣耀，眼睛盯着神。
Focus on love.
盯着爱
focus on encouragement
盯着去
focus on forgiveness
去宽恕别人
instead of condemning, judging, comparing, complaining
而不是去定罪
your life will be a success
批评
especially young people, your life will be a success
生命发现将会成功
because you look at things from God's perspective
因为你看问题是从上帝的角度看
because you see things from God's mind
因为你看问题从
because you are out of this world thinking
因为你不在这个世界的思维方式里面打转
You have to out of this world
那么已经出了这个世界进入爱里面
This love is powerful
这个爱是非常有能力的
This love can change things
这个爱能够来改变一切
That's the power of the gospel
那就是福音的大能
To love
就是去爱
To love
去爱
And to love
去爱
Unconditionally
就是要无条件
But when we look at other people,
我们在看到别人的时候
he said, hey, he messed up.
我们就说，哦，他这个生活里一团糟。
And he messed up.
他一团糟。
And she swore.
他自己也是搞砸了。
Oh, he shipwrecked.
他真的是犯了很多罪。
And the other person the same thing, hey, what about you?
那另一个人也是这里说，你怎么样？
My son tell me, hey, Duncan, you did the same thing.
那或者你就说
I said you were late I said you were late yesterday
你今天迟到了。
You know, if we follow this logic, what we do again, we get only conflict and criticism and mutually exclude to each other.
你知道呢？这样做下去的时候呢，我们是有更多的冲突，也彼此的更加。
God wants to get rid of this bad habit, not unchristian behavior.
所以呢，神要让我们从这样一个不属神的一个圈子里面跳出来。
Judge not.
不要来论断
，condemn not，
不要去定罪
，complain not，
不要去抱怨
，compare not，
不要去比较
，criticize not，
不要去批评
，because you destroy the relationship，
因为你在损坏人的关系。
In my business, some people might want to tell me, "Hey, that's a constructive criticism."
那有时候我们在这个生意上，有人就说，哎，我这个是一个建设性的批评。
That's what we're thinking.
这就是一个世界上的人。
Criticism is always destructive.
事实上，这种论断批评呢，常常都是毁灭性。
When you say something bad about the person, it's never building up the person.
如果你说一个人的坏话，你永远不能建造。
Even this is false, people will think that's true.
那虽然你可能让别人觉得这是真的，但也不能建造。
Even one word will ruin the reputation of the person.
如果甚至是一句话对着那个人负面的
，That is not wrong.
不是
But we do it to our close one.
好多时候我们
People close to us.
坐在我们最亲近的人身上
That's why it's become so hurtful, so painful in this one.
所以为什么这个世界上好多的伤害
You must change yourself first.
你必须要来改变自己首先改变
Like Christ.
就像耶稣一样
You don't say, hey, other people, why don't change, I don't change. You must change this. When you change yourself, by the God's power, you change the whole world.
不要说，哎，你想改变，我才改变。那是圣经上说的，你自己开始改变的时候，要改变整个的世界。
You've been transformed by the Holy Spirit.
因为你已经被圣灵来感动。
Because you have the heavenly love in you.
因为你有已经有从天上来的爱在你的。
Christians different because they have God's love in their heart.
其实基督徒呢，已经有神的爱在我们的里面。
But the people with non-Christian, they don't know God. Of course, they cannot love this one.
不认识神的人，这非基督徒呢，他们没有神在所，
所以
不知道怎么去爱，这种爱去爱。
Right. What should I do?
为什么我要这样做
？I can do one or two times, and but if I have no response and no benefit, what should I do?
我可以做一两次，但是没有什么好的回应，我为什么要继续做下去呢
？But Christians never.
那我们基督徒是不一样的。
We come to love. We come to serve.
我们今天来到这个世界上，就是要去爱，要去服侍。
We don't come to be served.
我们不是要受人服侍。
Like Jesus, we come to take up our cross and follow Christ.
就像耶稣一样，我们要背起自己的十字架来跟随耶稣。
And then bear the burden of other people.
要去来承担很多人的这样一个重担。
Not only we don't judge, we don't condemn, we don't criticize.
不仅仅是我们去论断、批评。
We must do more.
我们甚至要做更多。
Luke tells us we must forgive.
所以在路加福音第六章。
How many times?
宽恕。
Infinite times. We still have to forgive other person.
宽恕无限次。
Even say it seven times. We still have to forgive.
甚至这个人冒犯我们七次，我们还是要来宽恕。
God said you can do it.
那神说的你能够做到。
And not only that, it's powerful.
为什么能够不仅仅如此，而且是就是很有能力的
？God's love can change the world.
因为神就是这样。
Because God's love doesn't count the wrong doing.
因为神不去计较人的。
Then you're willing to be transformed.
可，但是我们看到改变的能力。
But only by believing Jesus, you have this kind of love.
只有通过相信耶稣，才有这样的能力。
And God wants us to do more.
那是要让我们做更多。
Not just don't do the negative thing.
那不仅是让我们不做那些负面的东西
But must do the good things too
那要做那个正面的
The good thing is forgive
正面的就是
And give too
而且给予
How to give It says right here
这里要怎么给呢
And this says a good measure Give it will be given to you
这里讲到要给人就必有给你们
Now that's a spiritual principle. Spiritual principle.
这是一个属灵的原则。
Only the Bible teaches.
那只有圣经才这样教的。
Give first what you want to receive.
那你要想得到的，先要给。
You want something?
你需要一些东西。
Jesus said, "Give first."
啊，神就说你先给。
You give love first.
你给爱。
You give kindness first.
你给慈爱。
You give forgiveness first.
你给宽恕。
You apologize first.
啊，你先去道歉。
You want success?
你要成功吗？
You have to give your effort first.
你先要付出你的努力。
You give your sacrifice.
你想要给出你的牺牲。
You want to build relationship.
你想要来建立好的关系。
We give love first.
你自己先给。
Give first what you want to believe. What you want to receive.
那想要给你就得到。
Amazingly.
那事实上很惊奇的发现。
It becomes the motto of Four Seasons Hotel.
那你就会发现就是好像一个四季的一个旅馆的一个。
Four Seasons Hotel, world famous hotel.
四季旅馆是一个非常有这个有名的一个旅馆。
It's famous for their quality and service.
就称为它的这个 motto， 就是我要先给。
This motto is very simple.
它的这个标志非常的清晰。
Give, 就是 first，
先给。
And same in the if you go to the Starbucks coffee，
在这个星巴克也是一样。
The owner is a Jewish guy.
那这个创办人是一个犹太人。
He used the Jesus principle the same thing.
他用耶稣这个同样的原则。
We serve love, we don't serve coffee.
他说我们在服侍的是爱，不是咖啡。
And CNN interview him, hey, Robert Scholes of the Howard Post, okay, what's the secret of success?
电视台在采访他的时候，问他这种成功的秘诀在哪里
？Because he's Jewish guy.
因为他是一个。
He learned from the Bible.
他从。
Since he was small.
生在他很小的时候。
He just said, "Okay, you serve customers with love."
那你在服侍别人的时候。
I'm not in a business to serve coffee.
那我不是在仅仅是在在服侍人，用咖啡来服侍人。
I'm in a business.Serve people with love.
我是用爱来服侍来的人。
Now, even business will benefit if we use God's principle.
如果一个生意他真正用神的原则去做的话，他都会得益。
If business can learn,
如果做生意的人能够这样去，
and we as a Christian we must learn too.
那我们作为基督徒呢，我们是不是更应该学呢
？The principle of giving.
就是这个给的原则。
But the principle of giving even better.
就是说这个宽恕的原则很好，但是给的这个原则更好。
So how to give?
那怎么去给呢
？When someone asks you something unreasonable.
如果一个人问你的事情，就说看起来不合理。
You do it for God. You accept Him.
你就坐在神的身上，你来接纳他。
Hey, you do it for Him.
你就为他来做。
For the sake of God.
为神的缘故。
For the sake of the Christian,
就是为着我们是基督徒的缘故。
So we do it as if we do it for God.
所以我们做的时候
，not for me.
坐在神的
身上 ，will be rewarded.
我们会被赏赐。
So today's message is very simple.
今天的信息非常简单。
We must follow the command. It's not something optional. It's a command from God.Judge not.
我们必须要来跟随神的这个话语，不仅仅是一个选择，不是一个选择，是要不要去定罪。
Brother, on the contrary,
相反的
，not only forgive the unforgivable，
不仅仅是要宽恕那些不值得被宽恕的人
，unlovable，
那些不可爱的人
，ungrateful。
那些不感恩的人
，We must continue to go Lord to give, to accept, to encourage, to carry the burden of the other person.
我们要放下我们的身段，去要给，去来鼓励，去来扶持。
Mean sympathetically enter his own attitude.
我们要有同情心、同理心来帮助他。
Enter his thinking.
要进入他的。
Carry his burden from his perspective,
要从他的角度去来
and suffer with him together,
甚至要 一起来受苦。
Because in the suffering, we receive.
因为在这个受苦里面，我们会来得到。
We receive forgiveness from God.
因为我们从父那边接受了他的爱和宽恕。
Because what God has done for us now, you give it to us.
因为现在是坐在我们的身上的，我们要来分赐给别人。
Many is about God's love.
这就是神的爱。Amen, amen. Thank you, Duncan.
我有一个非常的感动，你今天讲的道，我有一个今天的一个分享。
好，非常感谢每一位过来今天听的这个道，心里。
Today when I hear this message, I was very touched.
非常 touched. 我因为他刚才讲的前面一个就是说，我们要爱里面有一个忍耐，我非常的抱歉哈，在这做祷告，现在把天父感谢赞美。
Lord, I thank you.
主啊，我每天来到你的面前。
So every day I come before you.
我每天说的最多的话就是，主啊，用你的爱来浇灌我。
So every day I say, Lord, let your love pour upon me.
活出你的爱。
To live out your love.
每天都说很多次。
Every day I repeat many times.
爱是很久忍耐。
The love is patient.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is no envy.
爱是不自夸。
Love is no self-boasting.
不求自己的益处。
Not for self-gain.
不轻易发怒。
Not to burst easy.
不喜欢不义。
Not to love but unrighteousness.
只喜欢真理。
But love righteous.
凡事相信。
Everything believe.
凡事盼望。
In everything hope.
凡事盼望。
In everything endure.
凡事忍耐。
In everything be patient.
爱是永不止息。
Love will never fail.
主啊，我感谢你今天听了这个信息。
Thank you after this message.
我觉得我还是真的是非常的亏欠主。
I feel I'm really I owe God a lot.
我不够忍耐。
I do not have enough patience.
今天早上当我起来看到我们的 Group Center 发了一条信息。
This morning when I get up, I saw my group leader send a message.
这个信息就是我们的新的这个 sales manager 发的。
So some new manager send us a message.
因为昨天晚上我离开公司的时候，我给他做了个祷告。
Because last night before I left the company, I prayed for him together.
主要是祝福祷告。
I prayed and I blessed him.
他说 Amen.
She said, Amen.
但是今天早上他就发了这个信息，非常的明显。
But this morning he sent this message very clearly.
是针对我
的。It's towards me.
他说 ，self-trust is first.
就是我
相信自己，
相信自己就是自夸。
他说相信自己，他没有说自夸，他说。相信自己是最重要，是第一步。
Believing yourself is the first.
当时我看到了，我就很不舒服。
So when I see this, I'm not very comfortable, feel comfortable.
因为我昨天跟他说，我们首先要相信上帝。
Because yesterday I told him, first we trust the Lord.
如果没有上帝，就没有我。
If there's no Lord and there's no me.
所以我当时一看到了，就非常不舒服。就把我从这个群里退出了。
So when I saw this message, I do not feel comfortable, so I withdrew from this group chat.
因为我当时看到，其实按照我以前的本相。
As when I see this, according to what I was before,
我肯定会写一点东西。
I might write something back.
因为这个里面所有的 sales post 都在里面。
Because all the sales persons are.
我会说一定要 trust God.
I might say that everybody must trust God.
If we trust 我们就会有 trouble.
If we trust ourselves, there will be trouble.
但是我忍耐了。
So I endured.
所以我就把自己退出了。
So I withdrew myself.
你知道退出是意味什么？退出是意味你退出这个公司。
So when you withdraw, it's like you withdrawing from this company.
我有 这样一种感觉，如果我这次退出我被 fire 掉。
So if I withdraw and I withdraw from might be fired.
但是心里有一点点担心。
I may have a little bit of concern.
但是很快我就接着一个祷告。
So I quickly I made a prayer.
我马上得到信心和 peace.
So I have this peace and this faith.
这是主在给我上一课。
The Lord is giving me a lesson.
我需要做点什么对这个经历，也需要反省自己的问题。
Of course, I need to reflect for myself.
所以今天早上当我去开会的时候
，So this morning I went to the meeting.
我首先进入了这个 salesman 办公室。
So I went to the manager's office.
我就跟他说了。
So I said.
我说我退出的原因是，就是你说的那个东西，我看了不舒服。
So when I withdraw myself from the group chat, it's because when I saw what the message you sent.
因为我知道我以前 trust myself so many years.
Because I trusted myself, 就是依靠我自己多年。
我觉得我自己是个很好的人。
I thought I'm a very, very good person.
我做了很多帮助人的事情。
I did a lot of good things to other people.
我家里所有的亲戚朋友只要提到我的。
All the relatives, when they mention about me,
就没有一个不说我好。
No one would say bad things about me.
在我们那个村里面。
Even in our village.
我只要回去了。
Anytime when I went back.
老的小的都会围绕我。
The older ones, younger ones would come to see me.
因为我经常会给那些老人一些钱。
Because I always support them.
给那些小孩子一些糖果和吃的。
And give the older, give the younger one candies.
但是我时常就是听到他们在赞美我的时候，在说我好的时候，我那个心特别的舒服。
So those days when they praised me, I felt really good in my heart.
所以我就觉得我自己很好。
So I felt I'm really good.
所以我任何时候到哪里，只要人家说我不好的，我就会马上一跳起来。
So when people say bad things about me, I will jump.
所以我发现我越来越没有这个，就是越来越自我。
So I find that more self-centered.
所以进入了这个工作，进入了这个婚姻，我一直也是觉得自己很好，做了一些不错的事情。
So when I come to this marriage and this company, I thought I was a really good person.
但是我最后来伤害了自己的丈夫，对自己的丈夫不忠诚。
So I hurt my husband and
最终离婚了。
And divorced.
不管怎么样说，就是说我们自己内心深处只要相信我们自己，我们就会走向 trouble。
Now I believe when we trust ourselves we will get into trouble。
所以我今天就告诉他，我说 if you trust yourself and put this kind of words in this group center and you just confuse the group every people。
其实我告诉他们，你如果告诉人要再相信自己的话，每一个人都会困惑。
You are leader. You should be have the right way, lead the truth, guide our life, and guide our business.
你是一个领袖，要用真理来引导每一个人。
虽然我说这些话，可能他很不舒服。
虽然我说sorry, I said all these things, he may feel not comfortable.
但是我不害怕。
But I'm not afraid.
因为我说的是真理。
Because what I said is the truth.
我以前相信我自己，我心里完全的捆绑，我心里完全的没有 peace 和平安喜乐。
So before I trust myself, there's no peace.
当时我有的只是骄傲。
That's only pride.
只是自我。
And self.
但是我今天告诉你，我用真理来引导我现在的生活。
I use truth to guide my life.
我得到了完全的自由。
I have total freedom.
我知道我们现在每一个 sales person， 我知道我们每一个销售员都是不一样的人。
I know that every sales person is different。
所以你也是一个不一样的人。
So you are also different。
So 你是一个上帝很喜悦的人。
So you are someone favored by God。
这个是为什么我会派 Mary 昨天给你祷告。
So that's why I said why God sent me Mary to pray for you yesterday。
他说我 totally 100% agree with you。
他说我100%我 同意。
我虽然不知道他这个话是只是在我面前这样说，背后做什么事情，但是我完全不害怕。他如果把我 fire 了，我相信神也会给我有更大的祝福在后面。
Even though he's fired me, I feel there will be great blessings behind.
但是我现在非常对神说抱歉的是，我应该更加的忍耐，不应该退出去，应该继续在里面。
So I want to say sorry to God. I shouldn't withdraw from the group chat. I should stay.
我应该更尊重他。
I should respect him more.
今天你的信息里面说，我们陪一个人在低落的时候，我们陪他。但是我们是可以陪他，但是我们要用真理的话，直面的要引导他。
So I know that we should accompany someone who is lower, but we need the truth to help the person.
这样我们才会自我的修正，也会帮人的修正，我们会越来越好。
Amen. 我们也为他祷告，好吧？我们做一个祷告给他。前面因为为神赞美呢，神非常有的祝福他，你能加回去的话，你名字，我说你的名字能加到群里吗？再好加回去。来，我说你的名字可以加回去吗？
不要加回去，他没有加回去，我就加回去。他如果是继续让我做，我就加回去。
没有的，我想没有那么严重。我们为姐妹来祷告，因为姐妹愿意为主赞美呢，神必然在你背后来帮助。我们先为姐妹祷告。大家的祷告，主要感谢你们赞美你祝福我们的姐妹，好，因为她愿意为神赞美，不管我们做的是好像对还是错，但是是为着神的缘故，主要是在主非常要来扶持她，要扶持真理，主要让她再继续的 break 成为一个灯，主要你裁判你的天使来保护她，引导她，主要你给她平安超过人所能想象，因为姐妹愿意来跟随，主要你再让她在妈的面前蒙恩，在全公司人的面前蒙恩，更重要的在你面前蒙恩，就像当年当夜里站在永生神的面前，虽然站在这个尼布加尼撒王的面前，他说我是站在永生神的面前，主要是人说我们再次的祝福我们的姐妹啊，不仅如此，主要真的有更大的经济上的祝福，各方面的祝福都要随着他，奉主耶稣来
自己做祷告。
亲爱的阿爸天父，感谢你赞美你，谢谢你，谢谢你把这个新的经理派到我们的公司。
Thank you for sending this new manager to our.
我相信你是爱他。
I believe you love him.
我相信你会让他在这个地方用真理来引导我们公司的生意。
I believe you are going to allow him to use truth to guide the company.
今天我在这里向他道歉。
Today even here, I apologize to him.
我不应该不尊重他。
I shouldn't show such a disrespect to him.
我当场退出来是让他非常的难堪。
So when I withdraw right in front of everybody, it embarrasses him.
我从心底里面感到抱歉。
I really feel sorry from my heart.
我没有任何害怕会被公司退出。
Though I'm not afraid of being fired by the company.
但是我只是非常的伤心，为主而伤心。
But I am zealous for God.
主是如此的爱他。
The Lord loved him so much.
他依然不认识主。
He does not know the Lord.
在我们这个世界上
，In this world,
很多人，很多次
，Many times,
一次一次被主召回，但是他们都不回家。
Many times was found by God, but they didn't want to come home.
所以主很伤心。
The Lord is very sorrowful.
这个感觉我有，还有一次在中国。
So I have same feeling in China.
我信主之后，我妈妈和奶奶就信主了。
When I became Christian, my mother and grandma became Christian too.
我非常想让我的弟弟信主。
I wanted my brother to come to the Lord too.
我把我弟弟带到教会。
I brought him to the church.
所有的人给他祷告。
All the people pray for him.
然后在讲台上，牧师也给他祷告。
Even on the pulpit, the pastor prayed for him.
祝福他，鼓励他。
Pray and encourage him.
当他叫到他名字的时候，叫他站起来的时候，他都不愿意，然后直往前推，直往前推。我当时心一下子就让就是流泪了，就觉得神啊。你是如此爱我们，为什么他还一直在拒绝门外？
I just felt he rejected God, but
呀，主啊，你真的是早一点拣选我的弟弟，成为你真正的子民，让他认识真的是没有主的生活是多么的黑暗。哈利路亚，赞美。
Children, brother, because let him know that how dark it is for life without God.
他虽然已经和我还有他的儿子和我一起，他也和我一起做了决志祷告。
Though he has prayed with me and his son.
但是从不去教会。
But now they are not church.
照样每一天讲话都是很顺口的，说上帝的话语。
So that many lies from the mouth.
因为我们主说是就是，不是就不是，多一句都是出于恶者。
他祷告着，嗯，啊，他说 ，So, Bible said, anything which is not from the mouth of God is not true.
所以我们每次在听到，其实我们要听真正生活中我们自己的分享。
So every time when we listen to the message, we listen to our the life message.
我们真的是生活当中点点滴滴主都在。
So everything in our life, the Lord is listening.
感谢主把 Rebecca 和 Rusty 弟兄带到我的身边。
So thank Lord for bringing Rebecca and Rusty to my life.
我看到他们真的生命的改变。
When I see that life changes.
越来越接受主。
More and more they receive God.
啊，愿他们在不久的将来完完全全心被主打开。
May they receive God in the near future.
让他们真的是影响更多的人，帮助更多的人。
May they influence many people positively.
赞美耶稣，以上的祷告奉主耶稣圣名祈求。
Praise Jesus and in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen.好，给我们姐妹一个掌声，好。现在几点？好，我们一起来起立，好吧？起立，我们做一个祷告。今天的信息非常的好，也非常的重要。但是我们要相信，我们一进耶稣基督，一进在十字架上坐着，所以呢，信心要在我们的里面 ，by faith， 所以我们不惧怕，啊，也会有忍耐在我们。我们就是包括我们的姐妹看到公司的事情，我们有忍耐，我们有信心，神总是有他的时候。我们对我们周围的那个也有信心，对我们的先生、对我们的太太都要有信心。为什么？因为他在谁的手里面？神的手里面。在神的手里面，谁能跑掉？谁能跑掉？我们中国人有句话，其实我不应该引用啊，就是说。逃不出什么掌心啊！我跟你讲，人是逃不出上帝的掌心的。我要让这样一个信心，是我的父辈的信心，Pastor Gideon、Pastor Damian的信心，要嫁给你们。Is Anna there? Okay. 我 I want everybody to receive such a faith from my spiritual fathers. The faith to believe everybody is in God's hands. We're not going to be panicked.We're not going to be afraid. Everybody, God will call back because of our prayer. Because of prayer and because of praise and worship, we trust the Lord. And when we trust the Lord, when we pray, the Lord will send His angels to hunt down that person for good. Do you believe? Yeah, do you believe? And we do our part. Our part is what the brother just preached. To love, to forgive,to talk about gospel. That's what we're supposed to do. And so we pray for faith, more faith. 所以我们来祷告更多的信心在我们里面。有信心的人喜乐平安。当你赞美的时候，你就知道天使和你同在。当你赞美的时候，
When you praise, the angels will be with you.
当你看到你的弟兄的时候，看到弟兄的软弱的时候，
When you see your brothers who are weak.
主啊，感谢你。
You say, Lord, thank you.
因为你和他有约。
Because you have covenant with
him. 你是他的爸爸。
You're his father.
你必然会帮助他。
You will help him.
所以不要担心。
So don't be afraid.
但是我们要做我们当做的事情。
We should do what we are supposed to do.
我们要当场的福音要传。
We will share the gospel.
我们的灵里面要 tenacious. 灵里面就是像饿虎扑食一样。
We will like the, we will hunger for the food.
就是要来灵里面不要放弃。
We will not give up in our spirit.
所以圣经里面说要忘恩祷告。
So the Bible says we will pray for all people.
不要把你的孩子放弃。
Don't give up your children.
弟兄。
Don't give up your brothers.
但是我们在这个言语上，在我们的行动上，要有很多的恩典、怜悯和爱。
But in our word, we should have a lot of grace and compassion.
但是好多时候我们觉得，哎呦，什么我做不到。
But many times you say, Lord, I cannot do it.
我告诉你，神已经给了我们恩典。
But the Lord has given us.
你只要向他敞开，你发现越来越多能够做到。
When you hold, you will find out you the more you do, you can do it.
啊，就像我们今天 Mary 姐妹，即使我觉得她做的天天都在改变，越做越好。
Just a Mary shared, and every day if you do it, you sure do better.
啊，明显的，每一个人我们在这里都越做越好。
Apparently, all of you have been doing.Much better.
真的，我看到很多人在暗中给别人帮助别人。
I've seen a lot of you have given others.
我看到每一个人在改变，情绪上的改变，正面越来越正面。
I've seen many of you have changed a lot.
包括我自己。
Including myself.
过去不能给的，现在能给。
Before I could not give, now I can.
过去不能宽恕的，今天能宽恕。
Before I could not forgive, today I can.
过去怕的，今天不怕。
Before I was afraid, today I'm not.
因为神真的在我们的里面。
Because truly God is.
我们真的来敞开我们自己，让圣经的话就是大大的张口，它有大大的充满。
In Bible says, open your mouth, you'll be filled.
那今天我们举起手来接受神圣灵大大的浇灌。
Open our arms, our hands, and let the Spirit pour into us.
有方言的你用方言来祷告，没有的也没关系，继续祷告，相信。圣经的话就是大大的张口，大大的充满。
The Bible says, "Open your mouth, you'll be filled."
神的一切的美善都要充满你。
His goodness will fill into your life.
这个世界需要我们去把神的爱彰显出来。
This world needs us to manifest the gospel.
现在向你自己祷告，说神啊，你的灵来充满我。
Pray for ourselves first. Lord, fill us.
向你来接近我。
Come on, son.
医治我。
Heal us.
改变我。
Change me.
把爱加给我。
Fill your love.
把那个宽恕恩典给我。
Give us this love to forgive.
把那个喜乐平安放在我的心里。
Give us your joy and peace.
别人不管怎么样来冒犯我，什么样的事情领导我的，平安在我里面永不改变。
No matter how much I have been offended, but I still have your joy and peace.
我不断的还是要来祝福。
I will continue to bless.
祝福我旁边这个冒犯我的人。
Bless whoever the fan name.
祝福这个不开的人。
Bless this who is unlovely.
是的主，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你给我们这样新的生命。
Praise you, thank you for this new life.
一个自由的生命。
A free life.
不被这个世界罪恶捆绑的生命。
This is a life without bondage.
不被这个仇敌的势力威胁的生命。
Will not be intimidated.
是一个自由的生命，得胜的生命。
It's a free life.
是一个永恒的生命，耶稣的生命。
Eternal life, Jesus' life.
是这个死亡和罪恶和我没有缘分。
The death we have no part in.
只有爱的能力。
Only love and power.
只有信心在我们的里面。
Only faith in.
只有你无限的恩典在我们的里面。
Your grace in
it. 主啊，你来充满我们。
Fill us.
受到了哈巴伊蒂，上到了哈巴伊蒂，受到了哈巴伊蒂，受到了哈巴伊蒂。圣灵啊，你来充满我们每一个人。
Holy Spirit, fill us.
敞开心来接受。
Open your heart.
敞开心来接受。主啊，是的主。
哦，
我们来这个姐妹和姐妹、弟兄和弟兄，我们
brothers,
拉着手来彼此来带领，
brothers,
好不好？
Sisters,
来接受神的恩典，你们好，彼此成为见证。哈利路亚！好的，
together.
姐妹和姐妹找一个姐妹，
sisters,
好吧？
Sisters, brothers, brothers.
叫我们一起来祷告，就说抓我们接受神的恩典，
together,
接受神的恩典。
Receive God's grace.
受到了哈巴伊蒂，受到了哈巴伊蒂，受到了哈巴伊蒂，上到了哈迪格雷格雷格雷格雷，主啊，我们谢谢。
Lord, we thank you.
赞美你
，praise you.
You're
welcome.
主啊，你在这里。
With you, all the praise you are here.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
靠着你。
By you.
做那不能做的事。
We can do what we cannot do.
谢谢你。
Cannot do.
继续和我同在。 继续和我们同在。
Continue be with us.
祝福彼此。
Bless one another.
奉主耶稣的
名。In Jesus' name.
Amen. 继续，大家继续祷告。
Continue. Don't stop.